Welcome to Milwaukee Mennonite Church's online worship service. I'm Ben Hostetler, and I'm happy that you are watching and are just listening to this service today. If this is October 18, please log into our Zoom meeting online at 4:40 p.m. Milwaukee time for a time of reflection and sharing to conclude this service and to have a time of fellowship afterward. Despite the significant impacts of the COVID pandemic on our lives, and despite Sarah and I having moved away, we do find comfort in being able to share with our Milwaukee community this worship service. And we extend our thanks to many of you, adults and kids alike, who helped contribute to it. Let's begin our worship service by singing Together, our focus song from the upcoming hymnal, Voices Together.
I'll sing with you, my brother, will you sing with me? I will sing with you, my brother, will you sing with me? The notes won't always come out as I'd like, but I will learn to see the log in my own eye. Lord, I'll surrender. Bring us together. Bring us together. Together sing in harmony. We will sing our song together, whether two or three. Jesus feels our pain, he sets us free. God has given us this song of hope to sing. Lord, we surrender. Bring us together. Bring us together. Bring us together. Bring us
Exodus 33, verses 7 to 23. Now Moses used to take the tent and pitch it outside the camp, far off from the camp. He called it the tent of meeting. And everyone who sought the Lord would go out to the tent of meeting, which was outside the camp. Whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people would rise and stand, each of them, at the entrance of their tents and watch Moses until he had gone into the tent. When Moses entered the tent, the pillar of cloud would descend and stand at the entrance of the tent, and the Lord would speak with Moses. When all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance of the tent, all the people would rise and bow down, all of them, at the entrance of their tent. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face as one speaks to a friend. Then he would return to the camp, but his young assistants, Joshua, son of Nun, would not leave the tent. Moses said to the Lord,
"See, you have said to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people."
God said,
"My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest."
And he said to God,
"If your presence will not go, do not carry us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way, we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth."
The Lord said to Moses,
"I will do the very thing that you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name."
Moses said,
"Show me your glory, I pray."
And God said,
"I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name, the Lord, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But,"
God said,
"you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live."
And the Lord continued,
"See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock, and while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen."
Little Cloud by Eric Carle. The clouds drifted slowly across the sky. Little Cloud trailed behind. The clouds pushed upward and away. Little Cloud pushed downward and touched the tops of the houses and trees. The clouds moved out of sight. Little Cloud changed into a giant cloud. Little Cloud changed into a sheep. Sheep and clouds sometimes look alike. Little Cloud changed into an airplane. Little Cloud often saw airplanes flying through the clouds. Little Cloud changed into a shark. Little Cloud once saw a shark through the waves of the ocean. Little Cloud changed into two trees. Little Cloud liked the way trees never moved and stayed in one place. Little Cloud changed into a rabbit. Little Cloud loved to watch rabbits dash across the meadows. Then Little Cloud changed into a hat because Little Cloud changed into a clown and needed a hat. other clouds drifted back. They huddled close together. Little cloud, they called. Come back. Little cloud drifted toward the clouds. Then all the clouds changed into one big cloud and rained.
Aaliyah, when you were looking at the clouds, what shapes do you see the clouds make?
They're kind of all matched together. They don't really make a shape, but they'll be like maybe some circles or just some gloomy shapes.
A person flying?
Yeah, where do you see the person flying?
I saw like a dog shaped cloud.
I see an otter looking cloud. Nothing really else. Not really a cloudy day. I mean, there's just like islands, it looks like.
When I looked outside, I saw a shoe shaped cloud.
Clouds. It could be a bathtub, or it also could be a couch.
Where do you see that, Layla?
Right there.
What is your favorite shape that you've seen a cloud make?
Airplane.
The sunset clouds that are like this and they make up like skin.
And is there a favorite shape that you remember seeing in the clouds?
An airplane.
Yeah.
And a bridge that was breaking.
Which one do you like the best?
The otter one, because that's like the only one.
Isla, do you have a favorite spot to look at clouds?
Well, I can sit right here.
Where do you like to look at clouds usually?
Porcupine Mountains.
Where's that?
Michigan.
I like looking at the clouds when we're going on like picnics.
And what's your favorite spot to look at clouds, Adla? This way.
Psalm 99. The Lord is King. Let the peoples tremble. God sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. God is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is the Lord. Mighty King, lover of justice, you have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Extol the Lord our God. Worship at God's footstool. Holy is the Lord. Moses and Aaron were among God's priests. Samuel also was among those who called on God's name. They cried to the Lord, and God answered them. God spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept God's decrees and the statutes that God gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Extol the Lord our God and worship at God's holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy.
Matthew 22:15-22. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away.
So I've been thinking about clouds a lot lately, and watching them, and wondering about them. And it occurred to me that the clouds are kind of reflective of people sometimes. You don't really know if they're trying to gather together into a storm of fury or break apart and get some space and distance. I'm also curious about whether clouds can reflect what they see when they float over things, or if they can just observe and be part of the landscape. It's a very interesting time, fall, for clouds. It's getting colder. Soon, instead of rain, they'll be snowing. That has to be a weird experience. Clouds are made up of water vapor, and they don't get to decide when they start to sleet or snow or rain. It's all out of their control and how they reflect the temperature around them. Again, reminds me of people. Sometimes, no matter how you're feeling or what you want to do, what you see around you or what you feel around you or the temperature around you is what's driving your actions. Recently, with the unrest on North Avenue in Wauwatosa, I had to think to myself, what would have happened if cooler heads would have been more prevalent and fewer police officers with pepper spray would have not appeared? How things change by what's around you. Are you alone, a cloud broken off from the rest, trying to create some space to think about what your next move is? Or are you alone trying to catch up with the rest of the crowd and be part of a big cloud that changes the environment around you? Clouds and people, so different from each other, but yet somehow the same. The other thing I like about clouds is how they change. How you can watch a cloud travel across the sky and it changes en route. We currently have had a lot of discussion in our work lives and school lives and adult lives and neighborhoods about needing to pivot, needing to be ready to move and change and pivot depending on what the climate around us is doing. I played sports, particularly basketball, and when you pivot, That's something you do very quickly and with great determination, and you don't get to change your mind halfway through. I don't think that's necessarily the same pivot that we're talking about in our culture today. And it definitely doesn't reflect what the clouds tell us to do. That you can move across the sky and change, and it doesn't have to be an emergency. Now, don't get me wrong. When you see clouds coming together in a triangle form and they're spinning around clockwise or counterclockwise and they look like they might pick up a cow, you need to move quickly. Find shelter. But generally, when clouds are moving across the sky, their changes happen in such a way that it reminds me of one of the flip books you drew when you were a kid, and you can flip all the pages and the character moves very subtly and changes to the end of the book. It takes all of the pages to get from beginning to end. Clouds do this quietly, softly, intently. They get to change their shape and size. I love that too. A cloud can lose half of its body and change as it floats through the sky, and they do not have to go on a diet or run on a treadmill or bump into a mountain to do it. Clouds can be big or small, and they're still a cloud. There isn't a judgment or a scale that says, oh no, that's not enough to be a cloud. Or no, no, that's too big to be a cloud. It's a storm front. They're still a cloud. Big, small, fast moving, slow moving, changing, non-changing, they still get to be a cloud. I wish people were a little bit more like clouds in that respect, particularly the magically losing weight without trying part, as most of us have suffered from the COVID and the eating and the insideness. As we go into fall, I think about, oh no, here we go again, inside, eating Cheetos, gaining weight. The clouds don't get any heavier in the fall or the spring or the summer. And even if they do, there's not a judgment about, oh, look at that big fat cloud, or look at that too skinny cloud, or that cloud doesn't look like it could play a sport at all. Clouds and people. Wish we could be as easily forgiving as clouds. The other thing I really like about clouds is how they can hide things, like the sun, or the tops of buildings, or even a small plane. In the scriptures that we have for today, we hear a lot about seeing and hiding things, and being seen or being hidden, being in the light, being in the dark. All of these things made me think of clouds. At our Exodus 33 passage, I find it very telling that when Moses is struggling with his people and trying to keep the Lord as the focus, the Lord says to Moses, I will do the very thing that you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name. This idea of being known before we're even seen has always fascinated me. It's supposed to be very comforting, although at times can kind of feel like you're being spied on by God. That's just kind of unfair. You're never going to know when you see God until probably after the fact. And by then, it might be too late to say something. Later on in Exodus, in the same chapter 33, verse 22, we hear, you cannot see my face. No one can see me and live. And then the Lord continues, see, there's a place by me where you shall stand on a rock. I don't know how I feel about that. rocks can be kind of unsteady, or high, or pointy, or covered with clouds if you're really high up on the side of something. But I guess if we have to stand on a rock to see God. And then this, in verse 22. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed, so that you don't see me, because none has seen my face. To me, this sounds like what a cloud would do, passing along a mountain, and I'd much rather be in the cleft of the rock than on the edge of the rock. So I guess it's okay. We have a really great visual of God in Psalm 99 for this week. I hadn't read it for a while. I'm not like Norm. I don't get to read every psalm, at least eventually. But maybe I should start reading them the way he does, and I'd run across them more often, and I'd find some more that I like. In Psalm 99, verse 7, we hear that the Lord spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept his decrees and the statuses that they gave him. A pillar of cloud. God is a pillar of cloud. I saw this great animated version of that in my head, and I reached out and figured out that we can all see pillars of clouds. When we step out and we look up, take the time, see if we can see God in a pillar of cloud. Don't just ignore the cloud. Really look. See the shape. See what's there. In our last reading from today, we have our Matthew parable. I wasn't originally going to use this parable because I was having a hard time seeing how clouds could fit into this story. This is a fairly familiar parable about giving unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and unto God what is God's. But I decided that where I saw the cloud in this story is in the action and how quickly things get resolved by Jesus. We see the Pharisees have plotted against Jesus, trying to trap him into committing some kind of crime again, so that they have reason to slander him. They bring up the issue of taxes and what's lawful and unlawful about who you pay taxes to or not. And given our current political climate, I've started to wonder, maybe in some strange way, we should all not only become non-taxpayers, but we should really support the people who decide to pay taxes in the right way, because that seems to be something that eludes some people these days. But in this story, the test is who and when and where and what do you pay taxes with? In this case, the Pharisees give Jesus a denarius and say, this is what you're supposed to pay taxes with. And just as quickly, Jesus says to them, whose head is on this? And whose title? The Pharisees respond, the emperor. And then he says to them, without batting an eye, therefore give to the emperor all things that are the emperor's, and to God all the things that are God's. With that, they were amazed, and he left and went away. Just poof, like a cloud. Wrapped it up really simple. So I take this to mean that it's totally okay that on any given Sunday, when I go to make my tithe, if there's nothing in the wallet, that's okay with God. I hope that's an okay interpretation of what's going on here. But I also hope that we think of this scene with the Pharisees and Jesus, every time we think about where are we paying our taxes and to what and with what and how. For me, that's where the cloud analogy came. I get a very dark feeling, kind of like a cloud passing overhead on a sunny day whenever it's tax time. Did we save out enough? Do we have enough put aside? Can we get through the paperwork in time? And this year, oh my goodness, we lived in 2 states. I had 6 jobs. We lost a dependent. We moved. We bought and sold a house. We bought and sold a car. I keep telling Ben that this year of all years would be a very good year to get a tax accountant. I don't know if that's the right thing, but I don't think we can keep our head in the clouds and think that we can handle it all on our own. And maybe that's the favorite of my cloud analogies. I like clouds. I like thinking of clouds. And I hope my head is not too far in them. Before I leave you tonight, I do want to encourage you to spend a little time with your head, if not in the clouds, looking at clouds. We asked the kids to do that a few weeks ago, and I hope you enjoyed their feedback. And I hope you take the time to stand still and watch the clouds go by. I feel like Peter has been working very hard at giving us all an opportunity to have some quiet meditation and take some time and space to clear our heads, to be comforted, to be soft and flexible and deliberate, and maybe just a little floaty. I like the clouds. I like the soft, big, fluffy clouds. I like the big, brooding storm clouds. I like the clouds over water. And I like the clouds when they reflect themselves and other things, particularly other people's eyes. If you've never done this, find someone you really care about that maybe you haven't gotten to spend some time with. Go outside with them. Have them look at the clouds. Watch them watching the clouds. It's some time that you won't get back any other way. And it's a great way to spend some time with clouds.
There's a solo part and a humming part. If you want to sing the solo part, sing it. It won't be a solo part.
thing about looking at clouds in the Porcupine Mountains is that there's actually a place called Lake of the Clouds that you can actually see the reflection of the clouds in the lake down there. And it's really cool because it's like really tall and it's like a cliff way high up that you can just stand and look over on.